an introduction for the Naxos audiobooks edition of Farewell the Trumpets, being the third volume of the Pax Britannica trilogy. Men are we, wrote Wordsworth, about the extinction of the Venetian Republic, and must grieve when even the shade of that which once was great has passed away. I was half grieving when in 1978 I wrote this book about the final decline of the British Empire, which not so long before had been great. By then the imperial idea had been rejected by most civilized people, and I myself could no longer accept the right of one state to exert its sovereignty over another. I could no longer accept a moral argument for the existence of a British Empire that had in its heyday ruled a quarter of all the world's peoples. After all, profit was undeniably its first motive, and many evil things were done in its cause, from seizing other people's territories to slave trafficking, profiteering of every kind, or just plain cheating. But I grieved too. Empire building, as they used to call it, covered a variety of sins, but also many virtues. I'd been writing for years about the British Empire, thinking constantly about that extraordinary organism and travelling through almost every part of it. And I had come to see how it had seemed to those who had created it. I knew that countless men and women down the generations had believed in an honourable imperial mission. They believed, as George Curzon did when he was Viceroy of India, that the British Empire's truest purpose was to leave behind it a little justice or happiness or prosperity, a sense of moral dignity, and a dawn of intellectual enlightenment. There were good people who genuinely thought that the only proper instrument of such enlightenment was Christianity, and who spent their lives propagating its values among the subject races. There were men and women who believed that working hard in the service of less advanced cultures itself offered a life worth living. And there were those who believed in imperialism as just an extension of patriotism, the hope and glory of it, the national splendour. Well, I shared some of their enthusiasms. I loved to see the ships of empire lording it at Malta, or the trains of empire streaming across the Indian plains. I had a taste for the grand imperial aesthetic, and I couldn't help admiring the sheer chutzpah of it all, so small an island state stamping its authority upon so huge a proportion of the earth. And it seemed to me that some of Lord Curzon's ambitions for his empire really had been achieved. Into the hands of the British, he said, the Almighty had placed the greatest of his ploughs, in whose furrow the nations of the future are germinating and taking shape. So, yes, I grieved, because for all its faults, the British Empire had been something great, and looking around me at the world of its successors, I was proud of the old thing, too.
Farewell the Trumpets, An Imperial Retreat. The third volume of the Pax Britannica trilogy by Jan Morris. Read by Roy Macmillan. Set in this stormy northern sea, queen of these restless fields of tide, England, what shall men say of thee, before whose feet the worlds divide? Oscar Wilde. Say farewell to the trumpets, you will hear them no more, but their sweet, sad, silvery echoes will call to you still through the half-closed door. Part 1. The Grand Illusion, 1897 to 1918. Chapter 1. The Dial to the Sun. Queen Victoria of England went home happy on her Diamond Jubilee Day, June the 22nd, 1897. History had humoured her as she deserved. The sun had shone all day, Queen's weather, the English called it, and there was nothing artificial to the affection her people had shown during her hours of celebration. She had passed in procession through London intermittently weeping for pleasure, and studied her diary that evening with joyous adjectives, indescribable, truly marvellous, deeply moving. It was more than a personal happiness, more even than a